please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to Caveat Realtor with Virginia Realtors, where we discuss the real issues that realtors face. I'm Ryan Leonard.
And I am Santiago Montalvo. Remember, Caveat Realtor is meant to provide general legal information. The information, forms, and laws referenced in this episode are accurate as of the date this episode is first released. Nothing we discuss should be considered as legal representation or legal advice.
Hey, Santiago, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. So today we will be discussing fair housing law, and specifically the duty to provide reasonable accommodations to individuals with disabilities. We should start by saying that the purpose of the reasonable accommodation portion of the Virginia Code is to ensure that people with disabilities are able to use and enjoy dwellings in the same way people without disabilities do.
So when a request for a reasonable accommodation is received and the request establishes that an accommodation is necessary to allow the person with a disability to have an equal opportunity to use and enjoy the dwelling, the request must be approved under a couple of conditions.
The request must be reasonable. This means that the request need not be approved if doing so would impose either an undue financial and administrative burden or a fundamental alteration to the nature of business operations.
So an example of a reasonable accommodation request might be to have grab bars installed in the showers in the dwelling. In this scenario, installing grab bars would accommodate the individual's disability and would not likely impose a significant financial or administrative burden, nor alter the normal course of business operations.
In contrast, a request to have a staircase removed and have an escalator installed in its place would likely be a significant financial and administrative burden, so would likely not be considered a reasonable request.
If a request is received for an accommodation that may impose an undue financial and administrative burden or a fundamental alteration to the nature of the business operations, the person receiving the request is still required to engage in a good faith interactive process to determine if an alternative accommodation would address the disability-related need.
This all begs the question of how to determine whether an accommodation request imposes an undue financial and administrative burden. Virginia Fair Housing Law identifies several factors to evaluate to help make that determination. The first of those factors is the cost of the requested accommodation, including any increase in the cost of the owner's insurance policy.
Additionally, the person receiving the request should consider the financial resources of the person making the request, the benefits the accommodation would provide, and the availability of alternative accommodations that would effectively meet the requester's disability-related needs.
There are a couple of other issues Virginia Fair Housing Law specifically addresses regarding reasonable accommodation requests. First, a request for accessible parking to accommodate a disability is to be treated just like any other accommodation request that might be received. The same standards apply.
Lastly, with respect to a request for a reasonable accommodation to keep an assistance animal in the dwelling, the requested assistance animal is required to work, provide assistance, or perform tasks or services for the benefit of the requester, or alternatively, the animal is required to provide emotional support that alleviates one or more symptoms of the requester's existing disability.
In addition, as determined by the person receiving the request, the requested assistance animal may not pose a clear and present threat of substantial harm to others or to the dwelling itself. This determination is not to be solely based on breed, size, or type. Remember, if you have any questions about reasonable accommodations or other fair housing issues, you can always reach out to us on the legal hotline.
Caveat Realtor is a weekly podcast with episodes released every Tuesday. Our podcast is available for streaming through iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast to get automatic updates when we have new episodes and rate us. Remember, members of Virginia Realtors have access to our legal hotline where we can provide you with legal information. You can access the legal hotline on the Virginia Realtors website under the legal tab on the law and ethics section. Make sure you're logged in to see this page. Thanks. Bye. Although the members of this podcast are attorneys, the legal information in this program is not a substitute for personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. The information provided by Virginia Realtors is general reference work as a public service and does not constitute solicitation or provision of legal advice. We provide this general legal information on an as-is basis. We make no warranties and disclaim liability for damages resulting from its use. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and laws are constantly changing. The information provided in this program should not be used as a substitute for the advice of competent counsel. This has been a production of Virginia Realtors, copyright 2024. This podcast features the song Please Listen Carefully by Jazar, available under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.